During this past summer of job losses, we got a glimpse inside a church support group called Men in Transition. A dozen men gather each week to share their fears and exchange advice. It's in a New York City suburb, Ridgewood, New Jersey. That town is home to bankers, stockbrokers, and others who lost jobs on Wall Street. This morning, NPR's David Green returns to Ridgewood to check in on one member of the support group.
I found Kenny Wyman right where I found him last time, at the church early in the morning, dressed casually, not in the suit and tie he wore every day on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. He and I chatted about that last story I did about Ridgewood and how some listeners didn't understand why, with so many Americans out of work and struggling in this recession, we decided to focus on a former stockbroker.
I'm not talking to you because I want people to feel sorry for you. I'm not even sure why I am talking to you. I don't feel like I have any special story to get out to anybody.
Wyman's story is of a man who was in the trenches on Wall Street. He isn't one of those uber-rich top dogs with eye-popping bonuses. He dutifully commuted from Ridgewood at 6:20 every morning, traded all day. He skipped the lavish dinners in Manhattan and usually just came home to have dinner with his wife and kids. After this morning church meeting, Wyman walked the few blocks to his house, and he talked about how Ridgewood, this community where he's lived for 20 years, knows pain. The community lost a lot of people on 9/11.
It was difficult. Just in this neighborhood alone, three families and 11 children lost their fathers.
Now, during this financial crisis, Wyman has noticed something new in the community. More fathers showing up at the elementary school that we were passing.
You'll see where there's a drop-off area. And that was a comment I made to my wife. An awful lot of dads seem to be walking their kids to school. And, I used to leave so early in the morning, I would never see that anyway. But just being home now.
Home is where Wyman now spends a lot of his time. He has two kids in college. One's already working in the city. His wife is at work during the day. And so Wyman, at age 54, is often alone in his five-bedroom house. It's no mansion. Actually, the kitchen where we were chatting is pretty small. He's never belonged to a country club, never owned a yacht, but he does have something he's very proud of.
Matter of fact, I'll show you this over here.
He walked me over to a framed certificate with a drawing of Wall Street.
This is to certify that Kenneth C. Wyman Jr. is a member of the New York Stock Exchange. And this was a pretty important piece of parchment to have.
Wyman, you see, was following a family tradition.
My grandfather worked as a stockbroker every day till he was 86 years old. My dad was 82. I always wanted to be a member for 50 years. And I figured I had another 25 left in me.
But now he's facing the reality that there may no longer be a place for him on Wall Street. Last fall, when he was still working on the trading floor, he saw the chaos among all the brokers over at Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns. Wyman just didn't think it would spread to him. Then in November, his brokerage firm made cuts.
When I got a phone call, I was shocked. And not that I didn't see something coming. I just thought that I had made it past and was going to be fine.
So through September, October, even with sort of the world falling apart around you, you kind of felt like, I'm okay.
Yeah, because I had a function down there and performing it.
If brokerage firms do start hiring in large numbers, a guy Wyman's age won't be the first in line. If you check out numbers at the Labor Department, men who are over 45 have it especially hard right now. It's tougher to find a new job in general if you're over 45, and men that age are more likely to be out of work than women. Kenny Wyman said if he works again, he might have to get creative, do something totally new. He said it's taken months to come to grips with that.
It's a process that may move along faster for some people, but for myself, it's taken a little longer than I really thought it was going to take.
He's figuring out how to let go of that dream he had, to follow in his father's and grandfather's footsteps.
There's life outside of Wall Street, and I guess that's what I'm going to find out going forward, which part of that slice of life is going to fit me.
That's Kenny Wyman. Every week, he looks for help in a church group for unemployed men. Its membership is still growing. David Green, NPR News.
And on this September 11, 2009... You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.